Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. My name is Shamise. How may I help you today?
Hey, I was on the phone with one of y'all employees about like an hour ago, and they told me to call back because my computer was frozen.
Okay, and what's your full social?
421-494-1157.
And what's your first and last name?
My first name is Tyrese, and my last name is Bess.
Say your social again.
421-494-1157.
You say your name is Tyrese?
Yes, I'm Tyrese Bess.
B-E-S-C?
B-E-S-S.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes. What's your date of birth?
January 27, 1999.
Okay, and you are male. I'm sorry.
Just say it one more time, please.
What's your gender? Are you a female or male?
Oh, I'm a male.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
High school, my 12th grade.
Okay, and what is your driver's license number or state ID?
Let me get my ID. My ID number is... My ID number is... I-00-52-180.
Okay, and what's your mother's maiden name?
Covington.
Say it again.
Covington.
Covington.
Yes, well, C-O-V-I-N-Z-T-O-N.
Okay, if you are proof of benefits, you have the option to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vintage prepaid benefits card?
I do direct deposit.
Okay, and what's your account number and routing number?
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, which one do you want first?
Your routing number.
My routing number is 0412156633.
Okay, and what's your account number?
It's 13341-4250-1511.
Okay, repeat the account number again, sir.
Okay, it's 13341-1511.
Okay, and what bank is this?
It's my Cash App bank.
Okay, we don't use Cash App. It has to be like a traditional bank.
Okay, but, y'all do those go to banks?
No, it has to be a real bank, like Regions, Wells Fargo,
like
a credit union.
I get one of y'all. Unemployment card.
Okay, and what's your mailing address?
My mailing address is 531 Hull, Hull Street, Ozark, Alabama, 36360.
Okay, and what's your cell phone number?
My cell phone number is 334-733-8456.
You said 334-733-8456.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so the mailing address that we currently have on file for you is 531 Hull Street, Ozark, Alabama, 36360.
Yes, ma'am.
It is necessary to verify your identity when you're filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question number one. Which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? A 2002 Audi, a 2003 Jaguar, a 2007 Jeep, a 2008 Saturn, or I have never been associated with any of these vehicles?
I never associated with any vehicle.
Okay, question number two. Which of the following age ranges most closely matches the age of Sophia Covington? 19 to 23, 33 to 37, 42 to 46, 50 to 54, or none of the above? I'm not familiar with this person.
42 to 46.
All right. Question number three. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 201 Mount Olive Drive, 5507 Summer Place Parkway, 5982 Waterside Drive, 70 Hughes Street, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
70 Hughes Street.
And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
Say that one more time.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you receive a notification or a letter stating that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am. I ain't received no letter.
Okay, and what was the last day you worked?
The last day I worked was July the 3rd.
Okay. And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work? Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself? Do you own a business? Or are you a corporate officer for a business?
Neither.
Yes or no?
Neither, no.
Are you currently working solely on commission basis or do you have real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
No, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
No, ma'am.
So you're not available for full-time work?
No, ma'am, only part-time.
Okay, so if I say no, it says in order to be eligible for unemployment benefits, you must be seeking and willing to immediately accept full-time work. Benefits can be denied until such time that you can provide proof that you are able to work.
I'm so sorry. I'm in full-time. I'm thinking about something else.
Okay, are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, well, I don't know why I'm thinking about a whole nother.
Okay, and have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am, I ain't seen nothing.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and when was the last day you worked?
July 3rd, 2022.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
About 20 miles.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
The lowest hourly wage?
Yes.
The lowest you go is $11 an hour.
How much?
$10 an hour.
And do you work through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Say one more time.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
All right, and what is your job title? And what was your job title?
My job title, it was TELUS. TELLUS.
That's your job title?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, you talking about job title or the company?
No, your job title.
Oh, mom. Well, I was a weed eater.
What is that?
A weed eater?
Yes. What is that? Is that landscaping?
Yes, mom. Cutting grass.
Okay, you said, what was the name of the company?
Tellus, T-E-L-L-U-S.
Okay, do you have the physical location where you used to work at?
No,
because
mama,
I don't see Tellus on here, so we have to have the physical location.
Okay, give me one second. One quick second.
And it's Tellus in what city and state?
Daleville, Alabama.
Daleville?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't see nothing that says Tellus. Is it T-L-L-U-S?
Yes, ma'am, T-E. It's T-E-L-L-U-S.
Okay, is it on 19? No, that ain't it. Find the address for me and let me know what the address is.
Okay, I will. I'm doing that right now. I haven't got an address for it. They don't have no work address. Nigga, it's Tellus LLC.
Well, I'm gonna need a location for it, sir.
Yeah.
If you can call your manager or somebody to get a location. Is it on? See, the one I pulled up is in Florida.
Yes, because they got one. Yes, because it's worldwide. They got one in Florida.
Okay, but I need the one that you worked at, not the one in Florida.
My bad. Excuse my language. Okay, it's
1-800
Robert C. Barnes Road.
1-800 Robert
C.
Barnes Road.
On Barnes Road, Denver, Alabama.
I'm still not pulling up anything on my end. 1-800 Robert C. Barnes Road.
Yes, ma'am.
How you spell barn?
B-A-R-N-E-S.
Okay, I'm gonna just put it in the system, but I can't find it. I don't know.
I don't know either.
All right, I'll just put the address that you provided for me, and the company name is Telus LLC.
Yes, Ron. Robert C. Barnes Road.
All right, and what city, state, and zip code?
Daleville, D-A-L-E-V-I-L-L-E, Alabama. And the zip code is 36322.
And what's their phone number?
Their phone number is, you want, is 443-758-5631.
Okay, repeat that phone number again.
The phone number is 443-758-5631.
And what month, date, and year did you start working for this company?
Did I stop?
Started.
Oh, I started in May 12th, 2022.
And why are you no longer working for the company? Sir?
I got fired.
And what was the reason you got fired?
It wasn't even a reason why. He just fired me, just to fire me.
Okay, and what was your manager name?
David, D-A-V-I-D.
And what's his last name?
I don't know his last name. I just know his first name.
Okay, specifically, what were you told by your employer upon being terminated?
Well, he just told me that he had to let me go because it was too many people. That's what he said. Too many people working that he hired, and he was picking and choosing who was going to get fired.
Okay.
So my name was in a mix of getting fired, I guess. He just chose me.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
All right. We are going to give you a temporary pin so you can do your weekly certifications every week. Your temporary pin is going to be $67.99.
Okay.
5799. Yes, sir. So your application process does take about 2 to 3 weeks to process. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim your benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you choose to file via the telephone number you should call is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. You'll make your first certification either by telephone or internet on this Sunday coming up. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Mr. Best, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am, I don't.
All right. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.